If you're searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. We are here every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And then we also are at afterwards your favorite podcast platform and at CatholicAudioMedia.com and ST for St. Anthony Alston.org. Well, we're looking at preparing for Lent, which we will be in the midst of in 2 weeks, because a week from this past Wednesday, or 2 weeks from this past Wednesday, is Ash Wednesday. And what I've been focusing on all week is understanding that Lent is not the time just to say, well, I have to give up something or I have to do something special. It's really to take it as it truly is, the church's retreat. I remember when I went on my deacon retreat, and the way it was we actually had someone who gave a talk on a regular basis, you know, every day in the deacon retreat. But aside from that, it was completely silent. It was up at the East Point, Retreat House in Gloucester. It's run by the Jesuits. And so it was a silent retreat, and you weren't allowed to talk at all week. And I lasted till Wednesday. And I actually, when we were there, there were some Jesuits who were on retreat, and they were doing a 30-day Ignatian retreat, which is something the Jesuits do based on the spirituality of St. Ignatius of Loyola. And I remember saying to one of them, how did you last that long? I only lasted until Wednesday. But that's actually something to train us. Of course, obviously after Wednesday, I still had long periods of silence, but there was a period we were talking to people. I mean, you have to realize that when you have a silent retreat, even at dinner, you are silent. You don't talk, nothing. You may have someone who is reading a book. I've experienced that in Abiquiú, New Mexico, at Christ in the Desert Monastery, which is a Benedictine monastery. Someone reads from a book, but everyone else is silent. We had silent retreats at the seminary, too. So when I'm talking about a silent retreat, I'm talking silent. There was no break for talking. So when did we talk? We all met out on the rocks way out beyond, on the edge of the retreat property. And the only reason why it's the edge is because the Atlantic Ocean is right on the other side of those rocks. And that's where some of us were talking, because it was a silent retreat. But what's the point of the silent retreat? To remove everything from you that will cause as a distraction, so you may be more focused on the Lord. Now, years later, when I did a retreat, as a hermit in the desert, that was very different, because technically it was a silent retreat, because you had no one to speak to, but you could speak to the Lord. You could scream out to the Lord if you wanted to, because you were a hermit. You were in the middle of the desert. And although there were people around, they were a distance away, and you never spoke to them. You never saw them because they were a distance away. But all of that is about taking away distractions that lead you to not to focus on the Lord. So here during Lent, this is a great time to look at those things that are leading you not to focus on the Lord and focusing elsewhere, and maybe complicating your life as well, and how to remove them from your experience, remove them at least during Lent, so that you may be more focused on the Lord. You need the two ingredients. Don't just give up one. You need to give up one and embrace another. And Jesus himself said that. He talked about the warning of if you have a situation where he gives the example of demon is cast out of a house and later it comes back with seven demons and finds the whole house all cleaned up and everything else. And what he's talking about is if you don't put something else in place of what you removed, that's what's going to happen. Well, if you're focusing on just denying yourself something without embracing something else to replace it, you're going to fail in both counts. And that's one of the things that we have to realize. So that whole thing of like being silent has to be replaced by a deeper form of prayer during that time. Otherwise, it's not going to work. And maybe that's why it didn't work. I wasn't as focused on prayer as I should have been, I suppose. I don't know. It was 30 some odd years ago, so I can't remember. But you see what I'm saying? That kind of a thing is important. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL. We'll be right back right after this. Hey, we're going to have a great celebration next week. It's called the Animae Magna. That's what we're calling it. It's not an official celebration. It's our celebration, celebrating Big Souls in preparation for Super Bowl Sunday, and what follows is Lent. So tune us in. Let's look at a little sample of what we're going to listen to next week. I focused on Fran Tarkenton. I focused on Vince Lombardi. I focused on Tom Brady, of course. I am, in fact, a New Englander. And I focused on all those things. But remember, it's not a person who wins. It's a team. That's coming up next week when we're going to be celebrating the Animae Magna. We're going to recognize the big souls as we prepare for Super Bowl Sunday and Lent coming up next. And we're going to talk a little bit of Fran Tarkenton. We're going to talk a little bit of Tom Brady. We're going to talk a little bit of Vince Lombardi and a little bit more. So look at that for next week. Tune us in as we prepare for Super Bowl Sunday and Lent that comes afterwards. We'll see you then. So we're back, and we're talking about this preparing for Lent and understanding that if you're going to give something up, you have to replace it with something else. So if you give up desserts, well, first of all, maybe you don't want to give up desserts. If you're giving up desserts to lose weight, we'll do a different program to lose weight. But if you're giving up to desserts as a penance, then maybe say an extra prayer or, you know, say something, add to your prayer the people who don't even have the luxury of having a choice of dessert, who may be struggling with hunger, and then maybe contribute to, as part of the almsgiving, some agency that takes care of people who feed those who are hungry. You know, all kinds of things you can do with that. Or maybe you might want to volunteer instead of helping or instead of donating, maybe want to volunteer at some kind of a soup kitchen that may be around in your area. There's all kinds of different ideas you can do, but it's all about maybe denying yourself, but embracing something else in place of that denial. And when you embrace something else in place of that denial, then you've got something else. You've got another thing there that is replacing it so that you can grow closer to the Lord. And that thing that you're replacing is something to help you grow closer to the Lord. And that's what I'm talking about, so that you grow in skill. And maybe the thing is just you learn that when things really bother you, when you're going through a difficult time, when you're going through a real struggle, that you bring it to prayer. There it is. You bring it to prayer. That's absolutely essential. As we grow in our faith and as we grow in our ability to love and serve the Lord and one another. So keep that in mind. The most important thing you can add to your life is prayer, unless you have a decent prayer life. You can deepen it. You may want to spend some time in prayer, and you may even want to consider going someplace to pray. I talked about early in the week of going up to St. Joseph Abbey. That abbey is a beautiful, beautiful place. And it's not only beautiful inside the church, which, by the way, you're very limited where you can go, but it's also the grounds are beautiful, even if you only go to the part that's open to the public. The grounds are beautiful, and it just is a very gorgeous place there in central Massachusetts. So you may want to check that out, or some of the other abbeys that are in the area, and abbeys and monasteries and everything else. And do that as an adventurous way to pray. If you're living up in the Athol area, you might, in Petersham, obviously, you may want to check out the only only one of two, and the only one in North America that I know of, monastery, Benedictine monastery, that has men and women. The women are on one side of, they're actually in their own monastery on the left side of the chapel, and there's an entrance goes right into the chapel, and the men are on the right side, the monastery on the right side of the chapel. It's the only one that's male and female. And you can go up there and experience anytime they do any of the breviary, which they sing, and that's a powerful thing as well. You can also do that up at Spencer. You can do that down in Hingham at Glastonbury Abbey. You can do that in a lot of places, and that's an adventurous way to pray. By the way, some of these abbeys are, well, all these abbeys are really beautiful places to pray. So do a holy hour there. Do some time spending quietly in the chapel and praying. You can do all of that as part of your Lenten experience. You don't have to do it every day. You can do it one day. You can do it whatever, just as an experience. Or even just go out in the wilderness and pray. If you're really going through a difficult time and you're in some place where there's no one around, scream out to the Lord your prayers. That's a powerful thing to do. Another thing to do is go about three and a half hours west, and, well, actually, when the weather gets warmer, and visit the Shrine of the North American Martyrs in Orangeville, New York, and pray there. Powerful things you can do as ways of being people of prayer. We're going to talk more on Monday on Have a Blessed Day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.